passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. If every month when your menstrual cycle starts, you heave a big sigh at the pain or the inconvenience or the mood swings, then psychotherapist and women's leadership coach Alexandra Pope has some advice.
I would really encourage women to make friends with the rhythm as much as they can. Now, obviously, women who suffer, that's always going to be a bit of a struggle. But actually, the moment you do start to make friends with it, and what I mean by that is just to start to respect it, tension falls away and you actually start to develop a greater kindness towards yourself. And that eases tension and that actually eases menstrual problems. So what do I mean by making friends with the cycle? I mean actually respecting the different moods and energies you have at different times of the month. Because guess what? We are not the same all the time. And I also like to add, neither are men, although men fantasize they are and think that we are the ones that change all the time. But actually there is research that men and women change equally. It's just that women have an explanation for their changes through the cycle. So once a woman starts to pay attention to her cycle and really charts on a day-to-day basis the different moods and energy she has, I would say 2 or 3 months, she'll start to see a very particular pattern. It's very clear, you know, she'll see her pattern. I encourage women to cooperate with that pattern and to see the different energies she has at different times of the month as different types of powers she has in her. For example, in the pre-ovulatory time, so that's the time you've bled and you're now in the first half of the cycle coming up to ovulation. I call that a woman's inner spring. I connect the phases to different seasons. So that's her inner spring moment. You have natural focus, motivation, energy at that time. And that's a classic time to initiate projects and put your ideas out there because you've got also a kind of courage as well. You know, you've got that kind of innocence and like the fool, you know, that'll step off the cliff. That kind of energy, that's just naturally in us. So we don't need outer motivational stuff. We've got it built into our bodies. And then you come up to ovulation, which is the summer of the cycle. And this is superwoman territory. This is where we really, generally speaking, most women will have a real high of energy. And conservation of energy is not on our list of things at this point. We'll just go for it. We can manifest. So I call this the manifestation, the mastery territory, where you can be all things to all people. You can manifest your ideas. And it's also a great time for networking. Our energy is very harmonious at this time. We make everyone feel comfortable. If you're running a business, that's your natural time to go out and network and cold call and all that sort of thing. And then the wheel turns, you know, you come into the third phase of the cycle, which is the autumn phase, the premenstrual phase. And this is where a lot of women come unstuck because we're coming off a high, really. This is where our energies start to dip a bit. And it's normal. If you have an extreme dip of energy, that's a sign your body's not doing so well. So I encourage women to see the autumn phase, the premenstrual phase, as feedback time. And that you're not only getting feedback about how you're traveling. So if you're feeling very reactive and tired, that's a sign you've been overdoing it. Or that you haven't been taking care of yourself. You haven't been putting yourself forward. Also at this time, you have incredible insight into things. You'll know without knowing why you know. You can see into things. So I call this the editing phase of the creative process, where you clean up, sort out. This is where you mature, basically. So it's really powerful, this phase. Most women, because they don't appreciate the cycle, fight this phase and end up just experiencing, you know, flack and static on the line, so to speak, instead of really being able to channel the power they have. It's a very instinctual, kind of shooting from the hip sort of power. As I like to say, our polite social self bites the dust at this point. We really speak our truth. The truth speaker in us comes out, the activist. And this is very much characteristic of menopause too, because the autumn phase is the menopause energy as well. And then, so after autumn, we move into the menstrual phase, which is the kind of winter of the cycle. And, you know, you think of winter as stillness and going in and, you know, nourishing yourself. And that's classically what I would encourage women to do. And what women want to do, I don't know a woman who doesn't really want to just put her feet up or walk off into the sunset, as one woman said, and just kind of go, oh, I'm over it all. I want to just go off. And actually, it's a real psychic necessity to do that. You know, if you want to be creative, if you want to be productive and manifest stuff in your life, you've got to check out periodically and just walk off and put your feet up and forget everything. And then the magic of the creative process wakes up again in you and you're off on the new cycle. You know, menstruation is classically, apart from being a time of rest, it's also a time where you get real inspiration and vision again for the meaning of your life. So if women are struggling with, you know, what's my life about? What am I supposed to be doing? I say bleed on it. Give yourself a few cycles. Really allow yourself to let go at menstruation. Really rest and block out the rest of the world. And in doing that, you open this door to a deep inner place in yourself, and it just comes up. It never ceased to amaze me when I was menstruating, how amazing it was. Every month I go, oh my God, this is fantastic. And often when I get up to ovulation, I think, oh, maybe I was making all that up, because there was no affirmation for this kind of stuff out there when I was really exploring this. And then I come around to menstruation again, and I go, oh no, this is fabulous. It's amazing. I can't be the only woman who's experiencing this. And I wasn't. There's lots of other women who've experienced this. And there's others that have written about it, like myself. I want to get this message out. I just think, imagine every girl growing up knowing how cool her menstrual cycle was.
That's psychotherapist and women's leadership coach Alexandra Pope. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.